Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Zach? It's Junior.
Junior, hey, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Everything is going well.
Awesome.
I got your phone call, your message.
Yeah, I saw you had spoken with my coworker Tyler, and you're looking to potentially bring on some more equipment.
Yeah, he gave me a call. I thought it was I thought maybe you were not there anymore or something. He gave me a call. I guess he was saying that we were pre-approved of like $200,000 or some kind of bologna sandwich he was spitting out. And no, I was just curious because here's a dilemma. You know, I know that we barely started off with you guys with the equipment financing, but we've been pulling out car loans, new car loans with obviously like a dealership at Jeep or Dodge or Ford or whatever dealer it may be. But obviously, I don't think you guys would be able to finance something of a larger amount. So we've been going with dealerships to be able to get approved for vehicle loans.
Okay.
New vehicle loans. But here's my question. It's because we got some new vehicles in the past, you know, couple of months, maybe since January, we've been getting like 2-3 vehicles max, new vehicles. Mm-hmm. The problem is that some of those vehicles came with a very nasty APR.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
And what we're trying to do now, I don't know if it's something that you would possibly work with us since, you know, either U.S. Bank gets the payments, or you guys get the payments, but somebody finances, right?
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to see if you guys can approve us for maybe putting in one or two vehicles onto one big old loan.
Okay.
Okay, the ones that we're currently paying for right now, that we never had a problem with payments with any of our accounts in the company. Everything is almost excellent or near excellent.
Great.
We're trying to see if we can maybe put two of those vehicles onto one loan and get a better APR and monthly payment with you guys.
Okay.
You know?
So that
we can probably save maybe, you know, even if it's $100 a month that we'll save compared to what we're paying now, hey, I'll make that switch because, you know, at the long run, we'll be saving a lot of money. The point is to try to save a buck from these nasty APRs that we got from U.S. Bank or whatever, you know, whatever other loans that we got to try to get new cars.
Okay. How much are these two vehicles that you want to...
Okay, these two vehicles that we're trying to see if it can fit into a loan, they come out with interest and everything. I'm thinking about somewhere around $150,000 to $160,000.
Okay.
Okay, with two cars, okay?
These are like F-650s or what is larger work trucks?
One of them is a Ram 1500.
Okay.
Okay. And the other one is what are we trying to switch over? It's actually our company vehicle, our get around. It's actually a Ford Edge. And that's
okay.
A small SUV that we have for the company.
Okay.
So it's that, or if not, then there's another truck that we can stick in there. They're both around the same price, but I'm just giving you a ballpark of what we're trying to stick in there if we can get a better APR out of you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to actually need to do a little bit of research, but I can get back to you today to see, you know, what exactly we could do to help the situation.
The point here is whatever works, but the point here is to try to save a dollar a month. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's our goal here. You know, if it's working capital, if it's an actual loan or something, you know, but we're trying to save a buck because we got nasty APRs and you know, I'm not too
pleased with it.
Not too happy with the total amount, you know. So
yeah.
So we can see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna I'll get on it right now. I'm gonna get with my manager, see what we can come up with, and I'll have some feedback for you a little later this afternoon, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Just let me know if it's possible. Don't do any. I don't want any credits running through or anything like.
No.
Just see if it's possible. See what you guys can. If it's maybe a possibility, then we can sit down and talk and maybe file another application, credit run, whatever, and get down to business. But I just want to see if you guys can figure out something if it can work out for us. Okay.
I want to see if we have a program potentially that may be able to help you out. And then I'll reach back out to you this afternoon. If I don't get a hold of you, I'll definitely shoot you an email, and then we can talk tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds perfect. All right.
All right. Thanks, Junior. I'll get back to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Zach. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.